Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to the 420 episode of
Matt's Not Here!
God, here. Getting high as a fucking kite.
Can you guys believe we've done 420 episodes?
What?
Holy shit.
What, dude?
I forgot what we were going to talk about this episode.
Oh, shit.
I can't believe we have 420 of these things.
Oh, damn. What? Dude, Lewis, where am I right now?
Did we get Lewis secondhand contact high because he's stuck in this room with us?
I don't know. Look,
I don't know. I'm craving fucking Cheetos, though.
Look at the weather.
Whoa.
Do we have any Funyuns?
Dude.
Funyuns.
The green is so grass.
What?
It feels so scratchy. I love it.
I feel like taking a nap. I'm going to go take a nap,
I
guys.
Feel like this bit went on for a little too long.
Yep. Okay, yeah. We're done.
All right. I feel like this is like, what's that movie called? Super High Me?
Right?
Yeah.
Like where they totally just shine marijuana in a bad light.
Oh, God. And he like smokes weed for... That movie was literally Super Size Me with pot.
That wouldn't be the only time has been demonized, you know?
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah. So...
It sucks.
Oh, also, hi, everybody. Welcome to the episode.
This is hey.
Season 3, episode something or other.
Episode 6.
Season 5? 3.
5?
4?
Season 4. Jeez, how fucking high are you?
Episode 6. At least it should be. If it's not, then sorry.
Well, all we know is you got...
Is this episode 6?
Whoa. All I know is at least some of the people listening to this are high as a kite right now.
And if you are, what's up?
What's up, dude?
So,
we're going to talk about...
what's up, Bendover?
We're going to talk about...
Bend over, dude.
Dude, what up, homie? So we're going to talk about ganja this episode.
Yeah.
Right, Matt?
So since we mentioned Super High Me, or since I did...
I tried to make that thing.
Yeah, no.
What? Hashish?
The hashish, yeah.
What are we talking about again?
Herb?
Reefer? Oh. Now I know what we're doing. Okay. The devil's lettuce.
Yeah, grass. Kush. Reefer. Oh, we already said reefer. Well, I fucked that up. Lewis lost his list anyway. Lewis had to pull up a list because Matt and I were like, oh, we can do this.
Hemp?
People sometimes wrongfully refer to it as dope.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I guess there's a long
there's
list.
There's so many lists. We were going to list all of them, but then we didn't.
Yeah, because we were getting fucking
Doja.
High as a fucking kite. Well, you guys were. I was sitting
he's
around.
He's just here and he ended up high. I still like the devil's lettuce. My favorite name for
Reefer Madness.
I still haven't seen that movie, by the way.
I've seen it. You guys have seen it? It was fucking stupid.
It used to be for sale at my local pipe shop, smoke shop, bong shop, and I've never.
What is a novelty gift or what?
Of course.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna walk in and buy a bong and then see Reefer Madness and you're gonna go, all right, I'll buy that.
I'm gonna get high to this.
So if you guys can think, what movies can you name off the top of your head that involve marijuana that are specifically about marijuana?
Pineapple Express.
Okay. I can name like
20. I have like crazy weird memories with that movie because
it's a good one.
Just before I moved back to Florida, a friend of mine and I got really fucking stoned and went and watched that movie. And it's like one of the only, at the time, it was one of the only stoner movies where the stoner doesn't quit smoking weed at the end. In fact, him being high helps him succeed in the movie. And then when I moved to Florida, that day it came out on DVD, and I made sure to get stoned and then go buy it. So I got stoned, saw it in theaters, and then got stoned and bought it.
Nice.
And that's still, I still have the DVD, by far one of my favorite stoner movies.
I just think, you shot me!
Yeah.
How about Half-Baked?
Half-Baked.
Oh, classic.
Grandma's Boy.
Grandma's Boy.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Why are you modern putting up classic? A Christmas tree?
You know, go figure.
Dude,
I'm
July.
I'm not even a stoner, right? And I own Half-Baked.
Oh, it's such a... That's a good movie, though.
Yeah, it's...
Then
even if you're not a stoner, it's
Harold
a
and
movie.
Kumar.
Harold and Kumar
is a good one.
Cheech and Chong.
All the Cheech
and
Chong
Smoke,
movies.
Nice Dreams.
Their whole like album sections, like their comedy. Like I used to listen to their vinyls, stoned as hell in my room, growing up as a kid. Like
I can see that happening.
Their bits were amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
Kid Cannabis, the TV show Weeds.
Oh, Weeds. Yeah. You know what? I never got into that. No.
What? That was so good.
I know. There's a lot of shows.
The mom
watched.
Who became a cannabis kingpin, queenpin.
Queenpin. Ooh, new term. I think kingpin is interchangeable, isn't it?
Yeah, not in 2021.
Oh yeah,
I'm not trying to get yelled at.
Yeah, you can't even say mailman or fireman anymore.
Male person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gender neutral pin.
Go back and listen to our cancel culture episode. Find out more.
But if you call them a male person, you're technically calling them a guy person. All right, I'm not going to play on words. It was a bad joke. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll move on.
No. I was gonna hit him with a rim shot, but no, I'm not.
Back to weed movies.
No.
What other weed movies can we think of? We've got the classics, Pineapple Express,
Half Baked,
Super High Me,
Half Baked. Those are instant classics. one of my personal favorites, and I you know what? I'm gonna mention this early. The early horror movie recommendation this week. We're mentioning it right off the top. The Haunted Bong. Tell me you guys have seen that.
No, I haven't.
I've heard of it.
The synopsis is basically, it's a haunted bong that traps the people who smoke. It's amazing. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, I stumbled across it one day, flipping through the channels, like before I had any of the other shit. I think I might have had it on Rook or some shit. I don't know. I just remember seeing the words haunted bong and was like, yep, we're watching this. It's bad. It's bad. It's one of those movies where it's bad. I think there's maybe two locations where this whole movie takes place. And it's just watch it. Just go watch it. Be high when you do.
Okay.
And you know what? We'll come back and talk about it next week. And then we'll talk about this week's movie a little bit later in the episode. But next week's suggestion is going to be Haunted Bong. Everybody go watch it and then send us a message about what you thought.
Would it be too bold of me to state pretty much any movie starring Seth Rogen would be considered a stoner flick?
No. No, because some of the stuff he's been coming out with, there's a lot of newer stuff.
His earlier catalog, before, I want to say, Knocked Up, was almost all stoner stuff. He played the stoner. Right. I don't know if they were stoner movies. He was in, for instance, the 40-Year-Old Virgin. I wouldn't call that a stoner movie, but he was definitely the stoner in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, he always plays the stoner.
I think the definition of a stoner...
He plays himself. Yeah. That guy lucked out. He gets paid to be himself.
Openly.
I think stoner movies, the definition is more or less movies that you can watch high.
Okay.
And then you
Super
have
Troopers.
Marijuana movies
are different. And I don't know if I would consider this a marijuana movie, but it does play a large role in it. But you guys ever watch Blow?
Oh, yeah.
I have.
Johnny Depp starts out selling weed. That was a pretty...
Yeah.
You know, the first half of that was a weed movie.
Yeah.
The second half of that was about something else, but... and then...
Hansel and Gretel Get Baked?
I'm sorry, what?
Say what now?
Okay, hold up. You can't just bring that up and not tell us a little bit about it. I see you over there looking stuff up. I see you over there looking stuff up, but just give us a quick synopsis of Hansel and Gretel Get Baked.
Okay, so a brother and sister battle a witch who uses a special blend of marijuana to lure teenagers into her home.
Yo, I'm in.
That's the movie recommendation of this week.
You know what? You get two recommendations this week. Hansel and Gretel Get Baked and... Haunted Bong.
How could we forget Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
How the fuck did we do that?
Yeah.
Wow, we're really high.
How about Big Lebowski?
I mean, at least I am.
Yeah. What about Your Highness?
Big Lebowski, yeah.
Yeah, Big Lebowski. Totally, dude.
Old school stoner movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's great one of my favorites.
This is the End?
I've never seen that.
Mm-hmm.
How High? And How High 2?
Let's not talk about How High 2. How High 2 doesn't exist.
Friday?
Gringo? Friday.
Friday? Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
How about Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Their adventure could totally is extremely be high. Excellent. Oh, that is definitely a stoner movie. That was like a hidden stoner movie, though. Because that was before people were like as open with smoking weed.
Right.
And they were totally stoners. There's no hiding it. I think even they kind of reference it a little bit in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But that was definitely a stoner movie before you could outright smoke weed on camera. Like, look at the way they talked.
Yeah.
You know, the Valley guys. Oh, come on, bruh. Like... Totally. Like, they were definitely high the entire time. And I'm willing to bet Keanu Reeves was probably actually high on some of those sets.
I wouldn't doubt
probably.
It.
Probably. There's a bunch of them here. So, Gingerbread Man versus Evil Bong.
Well, I've never heard of any.
The Co-Ed and the Zombie Stoner.
I'm looking at a list myself, but... Okay, how about Dazed and Confused?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
How'd you guys forget about Dazed and Confused?
Again, we're celebrating the holiday.
Yeah, we... You guys took that celebration a little far.
Grass is Greener, High School.
Good Burger.
Welcome to Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Even though it was what, Nickelodeon that produced it, I believe?
He was definitely playing a stoner.
Yeah. Right away, you could tell. Let's see what else. Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah.
You could watch that one.
Oh, Mr. Nice. That
was definitely an old school movie.
Mr. Nice. Forgot about that one.
Tenacious D.
Yo, for sure.
Oh, man.
What's this? Starleaf. Hikers find a secret grove of extraterrestrial marijuana and must fight for their lives when they anger the otherworldly forces protecting the plants. So aliens grow plants. And someone stumbles across it.
How about Fear and Loathing?
Okay, I wouldn't really consider that a marijuana movie.
That's more of a drug movie altogether.
Yeah, just all of them. But the first time I watched it, I was definitely stoned.
It's like, which drugs are we going to feature in this movie?
Yes. That scene where he's listing everything in the briefcase was amazing.
I think the first time I watched that was on other substances.
Uh-huh. Care to elaborate?
No.
This was in the past.
Was it anything in that briefcase?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he had everything in that briefcase. So, yeah, if you're on something, you're on whatever's in that briefcase, I guess.
Yeah. I was partaking in reefer, but that you didn't even feel it when you're on, like, three other psychedelics.
I don't know. I'm partaking in beer.
Yeah. I'm partaking in water and 5% nicotine.
It's good old nicotine.
Mixed berries.
You enjoy your nicotine, sir. Yeah, so what would you... Did we get into what criteria would you use to basically state that it's a stoner movie?
A
movie you would watch stoned.
Or a mover about or a movie about marijuana.
There you go. Yeah, if the you know leading actors or the stars of it are obviously stoners, like Harold and Kumar, for instance, that movie starts with them getting stoned, and that's
right.
That's the catalyst of the movie. And he's got to do another one. Keep it going. We got to fill the room up. Keep it going. Keep it going. There you go. There you go. There you go. Clear it. It sounded like you swallowed that hit. You're going to... How are you not choking right now?
Oh, whew.
Iron lungs over
getting
here.
Foggy over here. God.
Jaime,
how are you doing over there?
Feeling great.
Yeah, I bet you are, man.
Speaking of Jaime... We clear that paperwork for the new guy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we should probably introduce the new guy.
Well, he doesn't start till next week, but...
Well, he's been hanging out outside the studio.
There.
You know, so...
That's what that smell is?
Yeah, that's what that smell is. Fuck. Yeah.
We'll hose him down before he comes in.
All right. Hailing from the good old state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dale.
Hey there. How y'all doing?
Hey, Dale. Hey.
Hi.
Sorry we couldn't get you a microphone, but you know, we don't want your lips anywhere near any of these mics.
Why, understandable.
I don't know. I see those sores around your mouth. I don't know, man.
Oh, sorry, y'all. I'm a little nervous. I've never been on radio before.
It's all right, dude. It's fine. It's fine.
Are they listening right now?
Maybe. Right now? Perhaps. I don't know.
Yo, how are we gonna lie to this guy like that?
Yeah. No, we can't lie to him.
What you mean lying? Can they call right now? Are they listening?
Dale, you have an interesting name. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your name?
Yeah, where'd you get that?
Yeah, I don't think you got that wrestling Gators.
Well, I was named after, Florida's God, number one NASCAR racer in the world, Dale Earnhardt Sr., God rest his soul. Turn right, turn left, don't die.
Do it for Dale.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
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 So, y'all never told me, I'm still kind of nervous. Is there, like... people listening right now, they can call y'all,
no, it's not that kind of show.
Oh, okay.
No, you're good, don't worry, the FBI Jesus, won't be coming looking for you.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus. All right, well, I'm gonna go finish what I was all doing. Thank y'all again for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity. Let me know if y'all give me a holler if you need anything. All right,
Dale.
All right, thanks, Dale.
All right, thank you,
I'll
Dale.
Catch you, man.
Appreciate it.
All right, y'all, bye.
All right, cool. Dale, make sure you clean off that handle, please.
Take a shower. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll get it right on it.
All right, that was Dale.
So, y'all, hope you guys enjoy Dale. I don't know. I'm a little nervous about him. He seems a little sketchy.
Oh, he seems super sketchy.
I'm going to bring some little trees to hang from his ears next time he comes
in. But you know what? He's not as sketchy as Bill.
No, he's definitely not. He hasn't stolen anything or brought weird donuts. So
yeah, he's not a monster. We know he's not a serial killer because he's not filling donuts with mayo.
But those fucking donuts were horrendous. So weird.
All right. Well, hopefully he works out. So let's get back to the movie thing.
Seems like a nice enough fella.
He does. He does. So we'll see. If he smokes with us, then he's got the job.
As long as he's just smoking weed and right, not meth.
Yeah, just weed. Anything else, we're kicking him out. But I want to get onto the topic of smoking weed. Since we were talking about movies earlier.
Right.
Smoking in movies.
Right. That's a thing.
That's a thing, right? Like Grandma's Boy, for instance.
I can't imagine they're actually smoking weed on set, though.
No, they can't because, you know, you got to have your senses about you when you're on a set and when you're acting and when you're doing the thing. So they actually are smoking, like, I've looked this up because it's fascinated me for a while.
And yeah, how they do drugs. It's not just weed, but coke, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, all the stuff. Like, even booze. Like, they can't drink real booze on set. Even coffee. Right. I actually just started following this guy on YouTube, and
he does, coffee's like, a stimulant drug.
Like, right. It's still a drug. It's a legal drug. But I've been following this guy on YouTube who does, like, prop stuff, and he showed how they make prop coffee so that it doesn't spill, so that the actors can act with it. If you see, like, beer, coke, all that on set, anything on set on a movie, 99.9% chance it's fake.
Oh, yeah.
So when they're smoking, they're actually smoking like a – it's almost like the hemp cigarettes that we can buy now, right? It looks like weed, smokes like it, but they don't get loaded or anything.
No.
The only time I remember watching and hearing these stories where actors were actually smoking real weed was Grandma's Boy, right? I forget the actor's name, but the guy who
– Frankenstein. I'm just kidding. No.
Who's the guy who lives with the... He's like, all right, guy. Like, the guy who has the monkey. I forget his character name. He's like, all right, monkey. Yeah, we got
the guy who puts up Christmas trees in July.
Exactly. The super stoner. We can totally look his name up, but I don't see any of us doing it right now. Let's try to see if we can remember it.
Jaime.
Matt, you and I look it up. Matt, you and I think about it.
I'm on it.
Thank you. Thanks, Jaime. Matt, let's see if we can actually figure it out before Jaime gets it. I know... Damn it.
What was that movie?
Grandma's Boy, buddy.
Thank you.
Jaime, come on. Pay attention, dude.
There was the guy who goes, tss, 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 later, turd nuggets. I remember that guy.
Was JP.
That was JP, right. And then there was, who was the guy who has the race car bed? Played by Nick Swanson. That guy cracked me up.
Nick Swartzen.
I'm still going to fuck his name up. but what I was saying is, anyway, he... was rolling real weed and not telling anybody, right? So while they were filming it, they have to smoke and do a couple takes and smoke and do a couple takes and smoke and do a couple takes. Jaime, how you doing? Did you find it?
Smoking.
Okay.
I found it.
I'm
about to fire Jaime.
Jaime, you got to get faster, bro.
Look, man, we're not trying to call ice on you, but it might happen.
Okay, so Swartzen was Jeff.
Jeff.
Who wants tacos?
The main guy.
Take two. Soda, please.
His name is Alex.
Okay.
Right, the guy who's getting the new job at the game development place.
Yes. And then...
the guy he buys his weed from, though. That super stoner who, like, lives in a basement, I think.
Dante?
Dante!
Mm.
So, the guy who's playing Dante brought real weed to the set one day. Like, a bunch. Geez. Like, switched out the joints. So, while they're doing the takes, they were smoking real weed. And they got so stoned at one point, they were like, we can't continue. Like, they were just gone. They had to, like, stop shooting for a few hours, let them, like, sober up, feed them and shit, and then continue shooting the movie, which cracks me the fuck up.
Just, like, delays production.
Just delays production just so they can get high as shit with real weed while filming this movie. It was freaking... That's one of my favorite, like, Hollywood quote-unquote drug stories, you know, when they switched out the fake weed for the real weed.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Well, and it's like, what's his name? Kevin Nelson, or Nalen, however you pronounce his name. He's great when he plays a stoner in a movie. Because he played in, like, Weeds. He was the accountant in Weeds.
That's the kind of older guy, right?
Yeah. This guy.
Black hair?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know Kevin Nealon. Yeah.
There you go. That's how you pronounce it. And then you got Shirley Jones, Grace. It's the lady that was, like...
See, I didn't watch Weeds, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, see, yeah, this is from Grandma's Boy.
Oh, this is from Grandma's Boy?
Oh.
Yeah, dude, you know how long it's been since I've watched that movie?
It's the kid, and he's like, oh, you're my first, and she's like, you're my thousand and something.
The girl who plays in what's the beer fest, which is also, I would classify Beer Fest as a stoner movie, too.
It's a beer movie.
It is, but they made
They teased yeah.
Weed Fest, but I'd call that a stoner movie too.
They did release Weed Fest, didn't they?
Did they actually come out?
I think they released Weed Fest.
I gotta find that. But she plays the grandma in that. She plays the grandma who used to be a whore.
Let me have Jaime look
and
it up.
Jaime,
look that up.
Why do you need? Sorry, I was trying to make fun of him.
Wow.
I didn't mean to. It just kind of happened. I'm so sorry, Jaime. Oh, don't spit my tacos. He's going to spit my tacos, isn't he?
You're
going to
get extra speed.
Yeah. Yeah, he deserves it too.
Fucking I fucked asshole. Up. I'm so sorry, Jaime. It just kind of slipped out. It was my I have German in my history and occasionally
it slips out
and I don't intend for it to happen.
It's a Freudian slip. It happens, dude.
Jaime, I'm so
He's
sorry.
He's just sitting there talking. Scheiße! It happened again.
Scheiße!
Wow. Oh, man. This took an awful turn.
Oh, boy.
Let's not talk about that anymore, shall we?
Yeah, he's over here yelling, Oster Strudel and shit.
Oh, yeah. So I guess it hasn't been released yet, but there are plans to release
it.
They teased it at the end of a beer fest. The guys walked into a room and it was like Weed Fest. And they were like, because I remember the end of
Beer Fest. Wait, this is an article from 2013. No, I guess that's been dropped.
So then hopefully it came out already. We got to find if it came out.
No, it would have showed up in my
We would have seen it.
I guess they had the idea for it and it just happened.
Yeah, making a movie is a pain in the ass. But I vividly remember Beer Fest ending with Willie Nelson smoking a ton of weed and they were like.
What?
Damn. Well, I guess, obviously we have to take a break at some point, but we should dive into the origins of marijuana for a little bit.
Origins? And then... Did he just say origins?
Yes.
Folks, we'll be right back and do the origins of marijuana when we get back.
The origins.
That's how Matt's not here is going to say that from now on.
He's got to go clean out his bong anyway.
He does.
All right, go clean out your bong.
Dude, you should clean that out more.
We'll be right back.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
From our ad break. Shout out to Anchor for letting us do this thing, but an even bigger shout out to my favorite clothing company, my favorite t-shirt brand.
Our favorite.
Sorry, I didn't mean to single myself out. Our favorite clothing brand t-shirt company, our biggest, number one, most badass, bitchin', awesome sponsor,
Zombie Killer Clothing.
And I want to give a shout out to everyone who actually bought merchandise from them.
Especially that one person who purchased that one shirt, Dr. Death. You know who you are.
You are.
No. You know who you are.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to you.
Special shout out to you.
And I'm going to keep saying this until one of these pairs of shoes shows up on our doorstep at the recording studios of Matt's Not Here, LMB Productions. They've got bitchin' badass shoes available with, Italian leather. Italian cows.
I'm a size nine and a half.
Cows that go.
You know who you are?
Moo moo. I'm trying to moo with a French accent.
Size. What? I'm a size 12.
I'm checking my shoe right now.
That's not relevant.
I want some shoes.
Your shoe size.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but I mentioned my shoe size because you know who you are.
Oh.
I'm a size 10. So whoever, wants to buy us some shoes. Matt's a 12. Lewis is a. What?
Nine and a half.
And I'm a 10. So go ahead, get us some shoes.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Let's get back into this.
Let's move away from that one.
We're clearly feeling
Did
the
Did we plug their social media?
Oh, yeah, you should all follow Zombie Killer Clothing. Thank you, Matt. You should follow Zombie Killer Clothing, especially follow them on Instagram. That way you can see what's going on, all the cool stuff they have going on. He's got some dope shit planned coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out at Zombie Killer Clothing.
On Facebook, Confessions of a Zombie Killer.
And are we gonna shout that out too?
I see you showing me.
Go ahead, shout it out, Matt.
All right, so there is an event coming up called Living the Scream.
It is the zombie killer horror themed event that happens every October.
Yeah, this one looks like it's gonna be asylum themed. It is October 23rd from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. in downtown LA.
Make sure you guys check that out.
It's going to be at. I saw he showed me the location it's at. I don't know if it's on the flyer yet. I don't want to shout it out if it's not. If it is, we should plug that location. But he showed me the pictures of it. Dude, it's fucking dope looking. It's a photo shooting place. Matt, you would love this place. And it looks like an asylum. It looks like a wing of an asylum. And I can't wait to do my show there.
I want to do a photo shoot there now.
I was going to mention that. I was going to be like, I might know somebody who's going to be performing there.
And you then 100% segue into you. My bad.
That's all right. That's cool.
I got a special show planned just for this event that's a like tailored for this event show that I'm 100% looking forward
to. Yeah, so if you guys want to see Mr. Brett Allen over here performing, go ahead and check him out there.
So they're going to have a horror art gallery, horror photo booth with live special effects demos, sideshow performances. Which I'm assuming Brett's going to be doing some of that.
I won't be doing the sideshow performances. Like I said, I have a specially designed, written, themed show for this event. This event is Living the Scream Asylum, and that's all I'm going to say about my show. My show is themed with the event, and that's all you guys get to know.
So they're also going to have intuative readings. So yes. I'm assuming tarot and whatnot, psychic mediums. There's going to have seances, horror vendors, hearses, and Halloween. I mean...
Yeah,
you can find them, follow them on Instagram because that's where we're gonna have most of the stuff updated. It's living_the_scream on Instagram for ticket and venue information.
And sounds like it's gonna be an amazing fucking event.
And I just want to mention the individual doing the sideshow is an amazing sideshow act. I did a show with him last year. Actually, I did the Living the Scream last year, our inaugural event, and it was the craziest, dopest thing like sideshow shit I've ever seen. And the stuff that this guy does blows my mind.
Right on.
Sounds amazing good. Feats of human. It's gonna be a great stuff. Event. And I'm pretty sure, you know, I'm pretty sure that the guy, actually I know for a fact that the individual who's doing the sideshow stuff may partake in a few things that we're talking about this very episode.
Yes. Is that anybody we know?
I think it is, yeah. I don't want to drop.
Yeah, I'm not. That's why I'm not. Yeah, I'm not prying too hard. But
I know he does because him and I have partaken after shows because it's a great thing after a show.
Okay.
It's the best thing to do after a show.
So before we went on our ad break, we were about to discuss the origins
of 420.
The origins
of 420.
No, 420.
The origins.
Before we.
Origins. It's a thing now.
It's a thing.
So there's a 420 different ways that this could have went down.
Okay.
A lot of people believe, a lot of different scenarios or things that happened or transpired created 420. For example, a lot of people think that the police dispatch for cannabis, the police code, was 420.
I thought that for a long time.
Yeah, we all did when we were kids. So we either thought it was that or Hitler's birthday.
False.
Okay, hold up. So the origin one, false.
So origin one is false.
The cop one, false.
False.
What about another one?
So there's another one where the California Penal Code for cannabis is 420.
False.
Which is also false.
Okay.
There are 420 chemical compounds in cannabis.
False.
That's also false. All of the clocks in Pulp Fiction, the film, were set to 420.
False.
That is false.
Yes.
Kind
so
of.
So far we're on point.
Yeah.
There might have been one.
April 20th was Hitler's birthday.
True,
but irrelevant. April 20th was the date of the Columbine shooting.
Also true, but also irrelevant.
Yep. 4:20 p.m. is the tea time for cannabis consumers in Holland.
I hope true.
I want to say it's true.
It's false.
Aww.
There's no consensus on 4:20.
Okay.
It
seems like it would be true, though,
right? Yeah. I feel like that'd be like, hey, it's 4:20. Let's fucking drink weed tea.
The first dose of LSD was taken at 4:20 p.m.
False.
That's true.
Get the fuck out, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like when they were testing it for like the whole mind control shit.
No. Well, kind of. I mean, Albert Hofmann was the guy who originally synthesized LSD.
Right.
He was a Swiss chemist. He synthesized his first batch on November 6th, 1938. And it wasn't until 5 years later that its psychedelic properties were discovered. On April 16th, 1943, while re-examining the substance, Hoffman accidentally touched his hand to his mouth, ingesting a small amount. He noticed the effects and decided to investigate further.
Get the fuck out.
3 days later, on April 19th, 1943, at 4:20 p.m., Hoffman intentionally dosed himself with 250 micrograms of LSD.
If he would have waited one day... one day, it would have been fucking awesome.
Wow.
What do you want to bet that he like wrote the paper 2 or 3 days later and then just changed the date because it's too like, I'll bet you he actually did it on 4:20.
I don't know.
He's like, nah, too.
Either way, it's irrelevant.
Right.
So 4:20 is the anniversary of Bob Marley's death.
Get the fuck out.
No, that's false.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that's false.
He died
on May 11th.
Yeah, that's definitely. So what started, why is 4:20 like so synonymous with cannabis? Like what started that? from my understanding, it was like a high school in California somewhere.
That's what I've heard. Yeah,
that's what I've heard. And I heard like as random as it is, it's like some random high school kids in California started it, and that's how it grew. As random and crazy as that sounds, I heard that's the actual true
origin. So,
Origins.
Sorry. I guess what happened in 1971, five high school students in San Rafael, California, used the term 420 in connection with a plan to search for an abandoned cannabis crop based on a treasure map made by the grower. Calling themselves the Waldos,
yo, that's
because
so
their typical
dope.
Hangout spot was a wall outside the school. The five students designated the Louis Pasteur statue. Or
Louis Pasteur.
Pasteur. I don't know what statue
Louis?
You're referring to.
He was French.
Louis
Pasteur.
So it's not
Louis
you.
Pasteur.
It's the man we have to thank for pasteurization.
Great. That's probably why I don't care about him.
Wow.
Wow. It has
no,
to do
but,
with the animal, so Matt doesn't like it.
No, but...
No, pasteurization, that's something else
so
completely.
So that statue was on the grounds of San Rafael High School as their meeting place, and 4:20 p.m. was their meeting time. The Waldos referred to the plan... with the phrase 420 Louis. After several failed attempts to find the crop, the group eventually shortened their phrase to 420, which ultimately evolved into a code word the teens used to refer to as consuming cannabis.
So somebody would lean over and be like, hey, we're going to 420 after school.
Yeah. Ah. Steve Hager of High Times, or Hager, was responsible for popularizing the story of the Waldos. The first High Times mentioned, or the first High Time mention of 420 smoking and 420 holiday appeared in May 1991, and the connection to the Waldos appeared in December 1998. Hager attributed the early spread of the phase to Grateful Dead followers after Waldo Red X became a roadie for the Grateful Dead's bassist Phil Lesh and called for 4:20 p.m. to be the socially accepted hour of the day to consume cannabis.
Huh.
That's fucking rad.
That was pretty interesting.
So, as you were telling that story, as you were reading that, I had a ton of like old stoner stories pop into my mind growing up. The Grateful Dead one reminded me of a story. The hunting for a plant thing reminded me of a story. The time thing reminded me of a story. So, I want to let you guys pick real quick. And I want to tell you guys a quick stoner story that I have about when I was a teenager. And it's all three of them are fucking hilarious. And hopefully the people listening like it. So you guys want to hear the Grateful Dead one, the hunting one, or the I forgot the other one I mentioned. So when whoever's hitting that exhales, or Lewis, you want to hear the Grateful Dead one or the hunting one? Both are.
Yes.
Fucking, okay. All right. Fine. So the hunting one. You gonna clear that? Jesus Christ! Keep it going. 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 Holy shit! That's white. That is a milk bong. Milk it, milk it, milk it, milk it, milk it. Clear it, clear it, clear it, clear it. Oh, you're still going? Clear it, clear it. Clear it. Clear it. Oh my God, how big are your lungs?
Man's got fucking lungs. He's got fucking horse lungs. Holy shit, dude.
Jesus fuck.
All right, dude.
Matt, what do you think about this other guy's lungs over here?
Holy shit, man. Oh, fuck.
Where'd Matt go? Matt, what do you think about those guys' lungs?
Oh, he went to go grab his tacos.
Matt's getting the tacos?
Yeah.
All right, well, fuck, man, mine got spit on, dude. Anyway, all right, let's start with the...
Matt, did you see that guy take that fucking giant bong rip right now?
Jesus Christ, I don't know.
Dude,
I wasn't in here.
It was milk white. It was crazy.
Those are good tacos, though.
While you were out, Lewis decided that, I guess I'm going to tell both the stories. So they mentioned hunting for a plant, right? Okay. When I was in high school, a friend of mine came over and was like, hey, my dad's growing a weed plant in my house. I don't want it near my little sister. I know you like smoking weed. Could you come steal it?
Steal it.
This was over 10 years ago. Statute of limitations has passed, and I didn't actually steal it, so I didn't commit any crime.
Oh, you're good.
So I hit up a friend of mine and was like, yo, let's go snatch this plant. It's over here. I know where it is. I know where the person lives. Let's go get it. We're fucking dumbass high schoolers. So we went, like, not right after high school, because we had a period where we didn't have to go to school. We got off of school early. So we just walked right the fuck over to this place, middle of the motherfucking day, walked around this trailer area, and we knew where she lived. I knew how to get into her backyard because we kicked it a few times. And so we just walked in, walked over, and like tried to walk into the backyard when the trailer area security saw us. And we hear, hey, what are you doing? And being dumbass kids, we just bolt.
I mean, I would have done the same.
So we bolt through this person's backyard, and she had, the dude had like two decent going plants. Hit me in the face as I'm driving, as I'm running past. I'm like, damn, that doesn't smell good. Kept going, didn't grab any of it. Hop the fence, dip down this like sewer area, and keep going. He splits. We both like dip into like an apartment area where I guess he lived. We get to his pad. He opens the door, runs in, closes the door, and I'm like, yo, dude, the fuck, let me in, let me in. He's like, sorry, dude, I don't know how to explain it to my mom if you're here, and closes the door in my face.
Damn.
I'm like, what the
fuck? That's fucking cold.
Mind you, we ran from the security guard and kept running, and we heard a helicopter.
Oh,
so, like,
shit.
That security guard called the cops, so they were looking for us. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to take my sweater off, throw it in my backpack. I'm going to look a little different, and I'm going to keep going. That security guard had a pretty fucking good look at me. He knew what I looked like. So we're walking around. Or I'm walking around. I'm by myself. And I get stopped by a cop. I'm like, how you doing, officer? He's like, good, good. You know, where are you headed? I'm like, home. Where do you live? And I told him where I live. He's like, where are you heading from? School. I told him where the school is. He's like, well, that's just not, you're not in the right area if you were headed home from school. And I was like, it's a shitty excuse. I'm not good at this. I didn't say that, but I was like, eh. And he goes, just stand right here real quick. I'm like, okay. He goes, I hear him look on the walkie-talkie. And he goes, follow me over here. And I walk over, and I see the security guard. And I see the security guard look at me, point, and then nod his head. There was another cop obviously asking him, does that guy look familiar? And my security guard's like, yep.
So damn.
Security guard goes, what were you doing in that, you know, trailer area? And I was like, oh, fuck. We were going to steal a weed plant. Who's we? Friend of mine and myself. You know who this friend is? No. Well, how many of you were there? Well, there was three of us. Where's your other friend? I was like, I don't know. They pulled the trash bags out of my backpack. What are these for? To put the weed in. Okay. And apparently they found the other friend who closed the door in my face. I don't know how the fuck they found him, but I hear him get on the phone, looks at me and goes, all right, you can go home. I'm like, what the fuck? I can go home? All right, later. I'm not going to question it. Take off and go home. Meet up with the friend about 2 or 3 days later. Apparently he had a couple priors and he was the lower hanging fruit. And so the cops are like, we're going to take this guy and pin it all on him. I don't know how the fuck they found him. If he left his house to make sure his mom didn't see him or some shit. What the fuck happened? But he's like, what happened to you? And I was like, they fucking told me to go home. What the fuck happened to you? He's like, they fucking found me. Our third friend was like, what the fuck happened to you guys? I didn't get stopped. I'm like, where the fuck did you hide? This dude hid from a helicopter on a roof.
Nice.
I don't know how. I don't know where.
That's a great place to hide from a helicopter.
He did, but long story longer, I ended up not getting in trouble. My buddy who was with me got fucking house arrest, and the other dude got away because he fucking didn't even know he was involved.
That guy was a fucking pro.
I was like, how the fuck do you hide from a helicopter on the roof?
How do you hide from a flare camera?
Right? Like, what the fuck?
Man's a fucking pro.
Middle of the day, so I don't know if the flare camera worked in the middle of the day, but yeah, it was crazy. And now the Jerry Garcia story, my favorite weed story ever. When I moved to California, the first thing I did was get my Proposition 215 card. Because back in the day, it used to be super easy. You'd walk in and be like, oh, my back hurts. And the doctor would be like, all right, cool. Wouldn't even check you out. So I had this whole elaborate story plan because I thought it was that. I thought it was real doctors and shit. So I had this whole elaborate story planned out. I got insomnia. I got this. I got, you know, I can't sleep. I got arrested for weed and it fucked me up in Florida. So I'm an insomniac and I can't sleep and all this bullshit. Came up with this crazy elaborate story. I walk into the doctor's office.
He's like, pick one.
Dude, I walk into the doctor's office, dude, with this story in mind. I sit down, and the doctor's got a canvas painting of Jerry Garcia behind him, hippied the fuck out with the Grateful Dead bears on the thing, a hot box on his desk, a bong behind him, like, and in his doctor coat, in this quote unquote doctor's office, and he's all
Dr. Green Thumb,
dude. I was in Dr. Green Thumb's office, and he's all like. So, what do you need a cannabis card for? I'm like, I have insomnia. He goes, okay, here you go. I didn't even get to tell him, like, my whole story I came up with. I was like, oh, that's it? He's like, yeah. And I was like, thank you, bye. And then went straight to a store, and it was amazing.
Right on.
Went from buying it from a guy to going into a store and going,
I'd like some of that. Give me some of those.
I'd like that. Oh, my God. You have it in a drink? Oh, my God. You have it in food? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I remember when I turned 18,
awesome.
I was still in high school. It's like, all right, I'm going to go get my marijuana card.
High school.
Because my mom would always tell me, oh, you're not getting that. And then one day I just made an appointment. I'm like, bitch, I'm 18. I can do whatever I want.
Exactly. I'm sure you didn't say that to your mom.
No, but I said, I straight up told her I could do whatever I want. I'm 18. Like, I'm getting it regardless. So just I called her one day.
Really? You said, bitch?
No, I didn't say that. I was like, hey,
I said,
I have an appointment to get my marijuana recommendation, my Prop 215. Right. And can you give me a ride down there? And she's like, I guess. So she goes down there and drives me down there. And it's someplace in Santa Ana that's like a fly-by-night place. Like, one, like it was like...
Dude, back in the day, those places looked super sketch.
Mm-hmm.
So get this. I go there, right? And I go in and they bring me into an office, have me fill out some paperwork. And then they bring me over to a computer and I fill out more on a computer. And there's headsets with the computer. And they're like, all right, we have to give you an interview with the doctor. I kid you not. They set me up on Skype with a doctor.
Right.
And this doctor had like a, he was in like flip flops and like sweat shorts.
Dude, back like, in the day,
like it in was an like... empty room, no chairs, sitting on the floor, like talking to me. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I explained to him my situation or whatever and all that. And, you know, obviously he gave me his card. I remember his name. I'll just say his last name was Turner. And this comes into play later. That's why I'm mentioning it. But my mom had dropped me there. She's in the waiting room, right? And she was like, "Is it like, am I able to get my card too? Or do I have to make an appointment?" And I'm like, wait, what?
What the fuck?
So my mom like gets her card as well. And I was like, what the fuck? Well, a few years later, I was renewing my card, getting it again. And I went to a doctor and it was, I forget the guy's name. I want to say it's like Holtzman or something. Like people in SoCal will know because he was like the number one marijuana.
Right.
Like the Huntington Beach.
I had a friend who.
The orange and blue cards that he had. And I went there and I guess one of the doctors that was working under him because he got so big. It's right by Huntington Beach Hospital, right? Yeah. That building there.
Yeah. That's where I went. Oh my God. I think that's who I went to.
It was, no, it was the same guy, guaranteed. Because he's the one that everybody went to.
Yeah. I went because I could walk there. I looked it up and it was like, oh my God, I can walk to this place from where I live. And so I did.
Yeah.
And,
so his doctor there, one of the ones working under him, was the guy originally I was Skype called with. And I was like, what the fuck? And this guy freaking tells me, he's like, you know, because I'm telling him my symptoms. I was like, yo, I was diagnosed with epilepsy when I was a juvenile and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I ended up outgrowing it. And then I used weed to wean myself off of the Depakote, the
pills. It's amazing what that can do. I got a crazy story about that shit too. Like, it's amazing what weed
can
do.
And I told him, you know, I have trouble sleeping. I have insomnia. And he's like, so you probably have sleep anxiety. And I was like, no. Like, I don't have anxiety attacks or anything. And he's like, no, it doesn't mean that. He's like, it just means your mind doesn't shut off and you just can't stop thinking. So you can't fall asleep. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, that's what it is. I was like, I've been to doctors for this, like legit doctors, and none of them have been able to tell me. Then I go to this quack ass marijuana doctor.
Right.
I guess wasn't a quack. He knew his shit. And up. I was like,
well, it's funny because like, I remember a lot of the doctors, you'd come in and you'd be like, well, I got this. And he'd be like, no, you have back problems. And you're like, well, it doesn't hurt that bad. And he's like, no.
Yeah, exactly.
You have. And then he'd just pick one for you. And that was when it was like the Wild West for a hot minute. And it seems like
the only people they'd turn away is like a tweaker that'd be like itching his neck and he'd be like,
if you
my big toe hurts, you know.
If you walked in like a clear drug user, not a stoner, but a drug user, they'd be like, not go away. But everyone else, they were like, okay, cool, yeah, you got insomnia, I believe it. Here's your card.
Your toenail hurts? Yeah, here you
go. Your left eye twitches once a month? Okay, weed'll help that. It was crazy. And then what blew my mind is you'd go into these shops and a lot of them were like, you wouldn't know unless you knew. And then a lot of them were like, we sell fucking weed. And
then it got to the point where they're all popping up with green crosses on the front of the clinics everywhere. Yep, you just see the green cross and you know.
I remember going into my first time was like, oh my God. Like, I didn't know you could, like, holy crow. Like, you have any idea how many different ways you can, like, partake?
Huh.
It's amazing. Like,
well, I mean, like. No, but see, here's the thing. Like, obviously, I know about the bong because that's been getting worked harder than an altar boy at a Catholic church around here. But what other ways are there to, you know, partake in the devil's lettuce?
Well, all right. So one of my like personal favorites is joints. Like, for, you know, the OG, couple zigzags, roll it up, and you're good to go. I remember rolling like an eighth into a cone when I was younger, which, if you don't know, 3.5 grams is a lot of weed to put into one joint. That was a fun time.
Especially if you get the 4-gram specials at the clinic for $50.
Yep, they did that too. They had specials.
I was not aware.
But then you
back
got,
in
you
the
know,
day, it's cheaper.
But then
now.
You got, you know, the standard blunts, pipes. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can probably feel the effects of the bong that's been sitting here all night. One of my favorites that I didn't know was a favorite until I had it was the drinks they used to make.
The sodas and stuff.
They still make. I had a lemonade one time.
Huh.
And about a quarter of the way through that lemonade, I was like, yo, I need to stop drinking this.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
They can infuse actual drinks with that now?
Drinks.
There's drinks. Obviously, you can cook it into basically whatever you want. Tinctures, they have sprays like Pure Gold by Tetra Labs makes a spray you spray on your tongue and it absorbs into your bloodstream through your, you know, mouth.
I had a spray one time, two sprays and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool.
Is there a preferred method though for
I mean, for me, like smoking, it's like the social thing. If you're hanging out with friends, like,
yeah, but I mean, like, is there preferred I'm sorry, not method, maybe device or
I prefer a bong all day.
I'll take an oil rig. I prefer concentrates. So
that's something else completely though.
I mean, not exactly. Concentrates are kind of what's on the actual plant that actually gives you the effects.
Yeah, so they'll extract it with different methods, either, you know, butane or CO2, and
there's a whole science behind it.
Or rosin if you're gonna rosin it.
I like the water one with the bags. You ever see that one with ice water with the bags?
So does that method work? I mean, hit harder?
For sure.
It all depends. They're getting good with extractions now, because back when I was a heavy concentrate user, all they really did was like the terpy flavorful stuff, you would have to use butane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what you would do is you take these glass tubes and they would have filters on the end. And you would literally run cans of butane through a glass tube filled with nuts.
Couple cans, like more than like those big cans. And the butane does something where it kind of like, I guess, freezes or...
And it separates the stuff off and then it drips out. And then the filter filters out the residue and the plant material. And then it just drips out in this cup. And then you take that, and there's different ways of doing it. You have to purge it and do all this fancy stuff to remove the butane out of it.
You don't want to smoke that.
No.
And some people don't do that.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, I got a buddy. Yikes. One of my like oldest friends worked almost every job in the industry. He was a grower. He was a manager of a couple dispensaries. He's told me some crazy stories about like working at the dispensaries and chicks that he's worked with, showing him a real good time at clubs and stuff. And then making the extracts, growing the plant. He's done damn near everything, and I've been around and hanging out with him during almost all of this, and I've seen the ways that you extract the butane out and you make the concentrates. And like I said, that's how I found out my favorite method was the ice water and with the filter buckets, and where you take imagine a 5-gallon bucket, and then you put like a bag in it that's got a like 5,000 microbe filter, like only tiny, tiny little things are going to get through that. And then you put a bigger filter on top of that, and a bigger filter on top of that, and a bigger filter on top of that. And you're kind of basically funneling down. You take this ice water, you throw you chop up your cannabis into a very fine mixture, throw that into the ice water, and it shocks the plant. It literally, because the plant was alive at one point, it shocks it, and in the THC and the crystals start to fall off. And you agitate that really hard, and it makes the crystals fall off more. Take the first bag out. That's your first bag where all the plant matter is gone. Then you're going to take the next bag out, and the next filter goes down, 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 until you're left with just the extract. And to me, I like that one the best because it tasted pure, because there's no butane involved. There's no other things involved.
I don't know. Back in the day, the butane was the way. Like, they had CO2 extracts, which were cleaner, but the flavor wasn't there. And then now the CO2 extracting has gotten a lot more advanced.
I think the butane thing kind of popped up a lot because it was faster.
Yeah.
Like, you could take a plant, put it into a jar, put it into the thing, blast it, and have it in maybe 20 minutes.
But then you had people blasting it in their garage with their doors shut and stuff.
Blowing themselves up.
And I know of somebody who knows somebody who, I don't know if you guys heard about that house that exploded.
Oh, yeah.
They were running butane.
If you're in Southern California in the mid-2010s-ish, you heard about this.
Yeah, basically what they did was they were running butane cans one after another, extracting this stuff. And it was in the garage, so all those fumes and stuff built up in there. Well, they had a old school water heater with the flame, with the pilot light. And somebody opened one of the doors, and the flame ignited the fucking gas and blew the house up. Like, the whole house exploded.
Like, the entire house.
Killed some of the people in there and everything. Like, it was...
Yeah, it was gnarly.
See, this is all interesting to me because I don't partake in it.
Right.
I don't. I used to back in the day, but it was just always, you know, joints. And I stopped because it just didn't do anything for me. All it did was it makes me sleepy.
Right.
And tired.
And that's,
I'm like,
and that's what a lot of people use it for, which is nice. I'm an
so
end of the day smoker.
If I can't sleep, then yes, I will, you know, maybe take a couple hits and I'm good. I'm out. But I know there's new methods of consuming it with the edibles. Is there a difference between
edibles
smoking it and eating
forever.
It?
Yes, well, there is.
Yeah, and edibles big have been around time. Forever because you can...
Yeah, like the pot brownies, right?
So yeah, there's a way to mix your cannabis with butter and then you make whatever you need to make. And as long as you follow the recipe, whatever how much butter it says, you use your can of butter and you've essentially made an edible.
So you make the cannabis butter and then basically and then you use that butter whatever. To cook with just like you would cook
anything.
And you that's can cook it into anything.
You can like make shrimp scampi that'll get you loaded.
Yeah. Ooh, you so could you literally use it to saute and stuff.
Yeah,
you can literally take canna butter and dip artichokes in it if you want to.
Damn.
I've grown at least one plant in my life. And I made canna butter with the trimmings. And it was really good. It was amazing. I had green butter in a Tupperware jar in my fridge for like a
The real
month.
Trick is getting it to where it's strong. But it doesn't taste strong.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're real good. If like
if you take a bite of your food and you're like, and you can taste the weed, like it's weird.
But is there a difference? I'm talking about like in the high. Is
oh,
there a
yeah.
difference between eating it and smoking it?
Well, there's a couple differences. So when you eat it, it activates differently. But there's also the fact that it takes a good amount of time to kick in.
It takes longer. When you smoke it, it hits you pretty quickly within a few minutes. But when you eat it, it's about an hour. I'd say
yeah, anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour.
But
yeah.
But that's because it has to get processed through your liver, and your liver turns it into something completely different. It turns it into something called 11-hydroxide.
Okay.
And that is almost on par with a mild hallucinogenic.
Mm.
And if I've known some people who didn't smoke a whole lot, I don't want to say advanced stoners, but, you know, weren't experienced in the cannabis.
Experienced is the better word.
And they ate some, and they ate a little more than they should have, and they were, like, almost, like, tripping, where they were, like, they thought they were seeing things, or maybe they were, I don't know, I wasn't in their head, but they were extremely lit, and you got to be careful, because...
Well, it creeps too. You don't know when it's going to hit. You don't know how hard it's going to hit.
And sometimes it even creeps in where you're like a little stoned and it just like mildly raises up.
And then 15 minutes later, you realize how high you are. And then now you're thinking about it and you're twice as high and you're like, holy fuck.
And it just keeps going up. Like I remember in a state that I used to live in where it's not super accepted, mm-hmm. we made brownies one day. Smoked while we were making the brownies so that we were stoned when they were done. They finished. They were out on the counter. I remember walking into the kitchen going, oh, brownies. I grabbed one, started eating it. About halfway through the brownie, I realized, oh, shit, this is a stoner brownie. I forgot.
Fuck.
My buddy and I were eating them. We both realized this around the same time, and we were like, oh, shit. Well, let's finish it. Finished them. About 30 minutes later, we were extra loaded. Walked into the kitchen. We both went, oh, brownies.
Oh, no.
We did it twice. It happened to us twice. And then once that happened, we were like, geez. Yo, we need to hide these things. So we wrapped them up, put them away. And then my mom came home and she's like, oh, you guys made brownies? I was like, Mom, please don't eat those. Buddy and I are sitting on the couch just like two gone, watching a TV that was turned off. It was a total stoner moment. Like legit stoner moment. I was like, all right. And that was my first experience with edibles.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And see, these are all symptoms, or can I call them symptoms, or
side effects?
Side effects.
There's side effects from marijuana that I hear all
effects.
The time. I hear them all the time.
Yeah.
For me, the experience was completely different. Every time I would smoke pot, it just gets me tired, it makes me paranoid, it gives me kind of anxiety.
That's a side effect. I think the main effect is the litness. Everyone does it. The loadedness. But I think the side effect. I'd call the paranoia the side effect.
Yeah.
I
see,
don't
the
like
paranoia.
That.
It also comes from how much you smoke, obviously. But then, just there's a feeling when you're high and you're not experienced in handling the high, to where it feels like everybody's watching you.
Yeah.
And everybody knows, like, oh, they're gonna know. They know I'm high. They know, you know. And it's like you think that everybody knows. when half the time people don't.
And more than half the time, no one gives a shit.
Exactly.
Especially in this
state. And then you start doing dumb shit, and then people start to like look at you.
And they're like, oh, they're, yeah, that guy's high.
Exactly. Well, then you got those bloodshot eyes, too, so...
See, I don't generally get bloodshot eyes when I would smoke.
Really?
But then they would get itchy, and as soon as I'd itch them...
Then they're bloodshot. Mine, like, if I'm next to somebody smoking weed, my eyes are bloodshot immediately. That was my dead giveaway. Mm-hmm. Like, the first time my mom ever caught me was because of my eyes, and also because she caught me in the pantry with an arm full of Pop-Tarts.
Oh, yeah, I remember that story. You said that on the podcast.
Yeah, I turned around, and yeah, so my eyes are my dead giveaway. So back in my heavy smoking days, I always had Visine on me.
Nice.
Because they dry out, and it's a pain in the ass when your eyes dry out. It hurts.
Or if you're bougie.
That's a stoner thing, because I do remember that from high school.
If you're bougie, you'd have Rodos.
What's Rodos?
I've actually used those. Yeah.
Yo, what's Rodos?
Oh, we got to get him some to have him try. So they're eye drops. I still have mine. Fancy eye drops, but when you put them in your eyes, it feels like you dropped in like fucking ice in your eyeballs.
Oh, dude.
Like it's cold. It's almost like uncomfortable.
Almost like you're eating a mint.
Yes, like mints like you drop your eyes.
Like eyeball mints.
Yes.
I want to try that.
They have different kinds. They have like the red ones, the green ones, the blue ones. The blue ones. Yeah. We always use the green.
I want to try the blue one because I like, you know, winter fresh gum. Yeah. I feel like that's winter fresh eyeballs.
It definitely feels like you just...
That sounds crazy.
So, dropped like a fucking like mint winter, like, on your eyeballs.
That sounds crazy.
While we were on the page of concentrates too, it's like we were talking about different ways to consume the devil's lettuce. So, you know, you have with regular marijuana, you know, you've got flour, edibles, mm-hmm. you know, all the different edible stuff, food, you know, Chex Mix, sour straws.
Basically anything everything. You can eat.
Right.
And then, you know, you can smoke it in joints, blunts, you know, there's steamrollers, bongs, bubblers, you know, all sorts of shit. Pipes.
I remember having a steamroller.
Volcanoes.
Volcanoes were crazy. Vapes. And for if you don't know what a volcano is, it's essentially a vape. It ignites the weed at a temperature, or the cannabis, at a temperature that doesn't burn the flower, but does burn the I'm spacing on the THC and the crystals, and fills it into a cool little bag, and then you hit it out of the bag.
Yep.
Nice.
First time ever hitting one of those was a poker game, and it fucked my game up.
And those volcanoes are still at least $500.
Oh, those are still, like, one of the most popular and expensive ways to do it.
But with concentrates now, that's where things get even crazier, because you've got sugar, you've got butter, you've got wax, you've got crumble, you've got the crystalline stuff. It's just, it goes on and on with the different types of...
It's basically a bunch of different ways of getting the extract out. And what, I don't know, I prefer flower because there's a million different ways you can smoke it. And if you're in a pinch somewhere, you can always use like a soda can, you know? Like you've been in those situations where you're like, oh man, we got a bag, but we got nothing to smoke out of. Like, have you ever made
and not just that, but like, say you don't have a lighter.
Yeah.
You have other ways. Like, God forbid you have to use a match.
It's
the chemicals in the matches burn the shit out of your throat. So if you have to light it with a match, like I did it one time, and that's the only time I did it, and I'll never.
If you have to use a match, use a wooden match and wait till it gets down to the wood.
Yeah, and not only that, but like there's magnifying glasses. Like we've been in the backyard when I was in high school, and it's like, oh, we don't have a lighter, we don't have matches.
Dude, it's tasty because it's you don't taste any of the butane or anything that comes with a non-sun lighter. But what I always loved is, you know, you've been around the stoner friends, and you have a lighter, you have the weed, you're good to go, but then you don't have anything to smoke with.
Well, you also have to smoke, you beeline hemp rope, too. We forgot to mention that.
The beeswax.
So it's hemp rope wax, and it has, like, wax on it, and you light the cord, and you use that to light the weed.
I've seen that.
So you're basically using weed's sister to smoke the weed. Nice. Which is great. But what I was getting at was like, I know we've been around stoners, but we have that one friend who's like, yo, I can make something. Give me a water bottle, a grapefruit, and a
lighter. He's going to MacGyver it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So what's the craziest MacGyver thing that, I don't know, Lewis, maybe you've seen and Matt, maybe you've done in the past? I've seen
a few. I got one.
Because I got a fun one that I used to make all the time and my mom hated it.
Same here.
All right. So who wants to go first?
I'll go for it, I guess. Go for it. So again, the whole thing, vaping back in the day, vaping is a completely different high than smoking. So dabbing's very similar to vaping, but it's even stronger. But the vaping, you know, they had box mods and all that. They didn't have the pens at the time or anything like that. But basically, we used to take light bulbs and we would take either sand or something like that and we put them in a light bulb and you'd shake it up or salt and it would get the silica and the white out of there. So what we would do is we'd punch a little hole in the metal part of the bottom that makes contact to ground out the light bulb. And we'd punch that hole out and we'd either take a straw or a pen, like a Bic pen, and hollow it out and just take the tube part and stick it in that hole, but you'd put the marijuana inside of the light bulb.
Yep.
And then you'd burn the bottom of the light bulb.
It would heat up the ganja.
And it would vaporize it like a vape.
So I made one of those one time.
That's interesting.
I made one and then showed it to a friend and got ready to use it. And then he goes, you don't want to do that. And I asked why. And he goes, you know what else that's used for? Yeah. And then I made a shit pipe. Or
crack.
All right. And he goes, yeah, I'm not going to smoke with you like that. Besides, I have a pipe. And I was like, all right, cool. Let's toss this.
But there's been apples. Pineapples.
I love apples.
I've seen somebody smoke out of a banana.
I went on a trip one time and
I was going to mention the apple. Yeah.
I was going to say, I went on a trip one time, had some cannabis with me, didn't have a pipe or anything, walked into the bottom of this hotel where the concession stand was, and they had everything put away already. I walked up to one of the workers and was like, yo, dude, I got this herb, but I ain't got like, he's like, you need an apple, don't you? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, all right, hold on. And he went and grabbed me an apple. And I was like, fucking, you're dope. And then I went and smoked the apple and then ate the apple.
Yeah.
It's great because then you're done. Because then you're done and you got the munchies right there in your hand.
Right on.
Like, you destroyed the evidence.
One of my favorite like methods of improvised was I was stuck in Florida, had nothing to smoke with, but I had a bottle, like a water bottle we just finished, and my mom had these trumpets that used to hang on the wall.
Oh, man.
And you could pull the mouthpiece out of the trumpet, and it looked just like a bowl. So I poked a hole in the bottle, stuck the trumpet in there, poured a little water in, and made a water bottle bong out of this thing. Had a hole at the top for the carb and everything.
Well, speaking of water bottle bong, it's funny because I know you guys have heard of gravity bongs, I'm sure.
I've heard of them. I don't know how they function.
So they would take a 2-liter bottle, and they would either fill up a sink, which is disgusting because that's the most bacteria-ridden thing in your whole house, even worse than a toilet, is the kitchen sink specifically.
Yeah.
But you can get a 2-liter bottle, and what you do is you would cut the bottom off, and then you would take, a lot of people would take the Home Depot buckets.
Okay. Yep.
And you fill that full of water. And then what you would do is you would build a little screen or something on top of the mouthpiece of the, or the pour nozzle from the 2-liter bottle.
Tin foil or something just to hold the cannabis.
Tin foil is just as bad as smoking out of a bottle. But yeah, we've had to do that in the past. So we've all been there. But basically, you know, you put the weed in there and then you put the bong or the bottle, the gravity bong in the water. And when you pull up on it and
you pull up, it's going to pull the smoke into the bottle. You then remove the thing holding the cannabis, put your mouth on top of that 2-liter, push down and inhale at the same time.
And it shoots it up into...
Holy shit.
It literally forces you to inhale however much smoke is in there. And it hurts and it sucks and I hate it. One of my favorite
ways... But I bet it gets you high as fuck.
Oh, it gets you ridiculously lit.
So as long as it does the job.
We made a gravity bong in a pool one time with a 5-gallon jug. We cut the bottom of a 5-gallon jug off, made a screen for it, pulled it up, filled that, and then jumped in the pool and then got into the inside of the jug. And just somebody sat at the top of the pool and held the jug still, put their hand on top, and would open their hand just enough to allow air to go in, and people would jump in, jump in the pool, go under it, inhale, come back out. Jump in, inhale, come back out, and basically we had a communal water bong that everyone could swim in, and it was amazing.
Jesus. So that more stories about dangerous. Stupid things we did when we were trying to get high.
You know, all of this, though, like, one of my favorite things to do after smoking out of a, you know, 5-gallon jug that's in a pool, we'd get all done, and then, like, we'd either watch a movie like that, or we'd be, like, hanging out, chilling out, and, like, listen to music and
swimming
stuff.
High. Like, back when you're, like, younger, and you don't have the tolerance, and you're not an experienced smoker, going swimming high was fucking
terrifying.
Things went swimmingly.
Ha, see what you did there.
It was awesome.
I wouldn't do anything.
We have so many,
fucking swim.
I have so many stories.
I would.
I could sit here for the next...
I used to love walking around, going outside.
Yeah. Well, bike riding was my favorite.
One of my favorite thing was bike ride. I put on a song, put on some music, and just go bike riding, like... Mm-hmm. Listen to whatever, like, my favorite song was at the time.
We would go down to the 4th of July parade, or not the parade, but in, you know, Huntington, they do the 4th of July at the beach, and we'd get there super early and ride our bikes around stoned as fuck in the morning. It was
the
best thing ever.
It's so great, especially when you're, like, you got a nice, like, BMX bike, and you can just go jam on it. I felt like I was a better rider when I was stoned. Probably wasn't. But, like, I don't know. I'd always put on, like, some song and ride to the song, like something like Afro Man, you know?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like...
Yeah,
because I got high. Cottonmouth Kings.
Cottonmouth, they had. Oh my god!
Smoke
how many,
weed.
How many like weed songs do you think Cottonmouth Kings had, or at least had before they broke down?
Probably 75% of their songs
are all like cannabis.
Well, they have albums called like Rolling Stoned and
Royal Highness and
yeah.
I mean, did you have you guys heard, you know, back to Afro Man? Have you guys heard the 215 version of his song? There was the original one where the original song where he's like, you know, I forgot this thing because I got high. Because it's like it kind of paints stoners in like a not a great light. But then the 215 thing hit, and so he rewrote it, and he's like, I can now help my back when I get high. And like it's really dope. I would highly suggest you guys go check out the remixed version that Afro Man actually did himself about 215. It's amazing.
I wouldn't know anything
about
that.
Who was it? Who was it that went on with Snoop Dogg's? Now that we're talking about icons, Snoop Dogg obviously.
Snoop Dogg was a massive stoner.
It was Gabriel Iglesias. He brought him on a show and got him high live in his like freaking whatchamacallit, his manager and stuff, and all of like were like, no, and like they got him super high He's got a whole story about it. You guys should
check it out.
It's funny.
I know at one point Snoop Dogg had like an internet talk show where he would like smoke and have guests on.
I think that's what it was.
Well, Cypress Hill has one. And it's called the Hot Box.
Yep.
And it's awesome because they get people
in a car.
And if you guys don't know what a hot box is, it's basically when you get in a car, you close all the doors, and everyone starts smoking.
Yeah.
And you basically
B-Real.
So B-Real has an interview show where he'll interview people hotboxing.
Well, he was the one promoting Cloud Pens and all that. Like, that was all his deal. So he'll bring all, like, I've watched, he's brought in, like, Insane Clown Posse and all these different iconic people in the car.
Yeah.
And he'll kind of talk to him, interview him a little bit, and they'll just sit there and hotbox the car and get high.
What's one of your favorite Cypress Hill smoking songs?
I don't really have a favorite.
What's one of your favorite smoking songs? Like, if you're gonna sit down, you're like, you know what? I'm gonna roll this up and I'm gonna enjoy it. I'm gonna put some music on. What do you listen to?
It depends on the mood. So if I just want to chill and relax and like, it would be probably Rest of My Life by KMK.
Yeah.
I
used to bump Tangerine Sky by them a ton.
That one's good too.
An old school one that I loved was like Willie Nelson's music. It's because it's kind of subtle. Because he was an obvious and open smoker, but if you listen to his music, there's a few obvious references, but then he's got a lot that are like, you listen to it, you're like, oh my God, hey, that was about weed.
Yeah, and then he's got one, roll me up and smoke me when I die. That's pretty right on
ganja.
The fucking nose right there.
That's definitely about ganja. And then like, little faded from that bong, and I'm blanking on all of my favorite like smoking music right now.
Next episode,
next
Dr.
episode?
Dre?
Oh, I thought you were going to say on the next episode and talk about it. I'm feeling this.
No.
Yeah, so you have all that.
Dre had a whole album called The Chronic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoke two joints, Sublime.
Sublime. I smoke two joints in the morning.
Smoke two joints at night. Smoke two joints before I smoke two joints.
And then I smoke two more. That's a lot of fucking joints.
Got five on it?
I got five on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blueberry Yum Yum. Got that blueberry yum yum.
Oh, Bone Thugs.
No.
Oh, no. Well, first
Ludacris.
First.
Sweet Leaf, Black Sabbath.
Yep, Sweet Leaf. It starts off with
shit,
the...
really?
Yep.
The beginning of the
song. You know, admittedly, I don't listen to a whole lot of Sabbath, so I don't know their whole catalog, but it doesn't shock me that they have a song about cannabis.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, with Ozzy being the way he is.
Yeah, that one I just remembered. It resonates because of the intro. The
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I love, like...
And it's called Sweet Leaf.
It's called
Sweet
Leaf. Yeah, that's, you know... Isn't there a
obvious
strain
reference
called that now?
There's a strain called everything now, and they're just crossing everything.
There's so many fucking strains now.
It's ridiculous. Like, I mean, there's controversial strains. Like, I saw a meme of a weed bag, and it was like a legit bag printed on there, and I don't know if it was the strain, because they sell the little Ziploc bags that you can buy that have the sealed tear-off things that you can use for professional, like, sales stuff, not just, like, a little plastic bag you go get from a head shop. But it was Sleepy Joe OG.
Sleepy Joe.
Nice.
And then there was another one. I'm just going to mention it. It might offend some people. I'm not trying to stir the pot or anything, but this is how crazy this stuff's gotten, so I'm going to mention it. But it was George Floyd OG.
Oof.
And the caption of it said, "When the weed's so strong, you can't breathe."
Wow.
That was pretty bad. I was like, ooh, that's, you guys are putting that out right now? Like, that's
dang.
That's fucked up.
I do remember smoking one that was called Darth Vader.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
All those Skywalkers are good.
And I was Yoda. Like, why do they call it Darth Vader? And after smoking it, I understood why it was called Darth Vader, because I was like,
my all-time favorite strain is a cross, and it's called Master's Mistress.
Nice.
And it was before I was heavily into BDSM stuff. And I still have a shirt that says Mistress on it, and it's one of the OG Kush brand shirts that I've kept for fucking ever. Why, I don't know. But yeah, that was just a really, really good strain.
I'm trying to remember. One of my favorite strains was, and it's a weird name, but it's just because back in the day it was like the top tier one. You remember Green Crack when that was massive? Oh, yeah. It smelled amazing. It tasted great. And that was one of my favorites back in the day. So when it comes to like remembering strains, that's the one I go to. Mm. Couldn't tell you the name of any of the strains anymore today because it's gotten so out of hand. I just look at the weed and I'm like, that looks good.
I like OGs personally.
See, I keep hearing that term OG and Kush and like, what's the difference?
So OG is a very... Well, a lot of the Kush came from like the Middle East.
Okay.
There's a place called Kush.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where it came from.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that's where you get like Afghan Kush and, you know, Master Kush and all these different things. But the OGs, it's kind of a loosely used term. I don't even know which is the original term because there's some people that say it's ocean grown. Because you look at the Emerald Triangle up in Northern California, where you have Mendocino County, Humboldt County, and what's that other county that's up there? And it's called the Emerald Triangle or the Trinity.
Okay.
And that's where like the major growing in the United States. It's probably the top growing spot in the whole world. And so it was just the most sought after weed came out of there. And that's up on that northern coast in the forest is where they would grow all that stuff. So ocean grown makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of other people also say it's outdoor grown.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of, and I've seen OGs grown inside. So it's just, it's very loosely used. Yeah.
Is there a strain that you haven't tried yet that you want to? Because I know there's one for me and I do want to shout it out.
No, nothing, because it's just getting so, they're getting so it's crazy with everything.
There's one that I've been looking forward to trying, and it's called Henchlord. And to bring it back to the music thing, there's also a song called Henchlord by Chucky Chuck. I want to shout that dude out. He's a dope weed rapper. Not a weed rapper. He's just a dope rapper. And he's got a strain that goes along with an album and song called Henchlord. And I still haven't tried that stuff yet, and I want to. And to be honest, I may have tried it in the past, but I don't recall because I remember going to an event and he was there and he passed me a blunt and then I was like, oh, I need to go home. I need to go.
Damn.
I literally took two puffs and was like, oh, yeah, bye. I gotta go. I'm too lit. Like, we were all hanging out. It was it was just a surreal moment. I'm like, oh, I can't believe I'm like chilling in this area. But I was also looking around like, oh, everyone's like partying and talking. I'm sitting here. I should go.
See, that would have been me.
Yeah, it was like, really good herb. And I'm pretty sure it was Henchlord.
I remember after I stopped drinking, we'd go to parties still, and I'd still go party and stuff. But I wouldn't drink alcohol anymore. So I'd be in the living room with all the stoners. And we would just smoke, and then we'd all be couch locked, and like the party's going on, people are going crazy, and drinking, like, snorting lines off of like the mirrors that are hanging on the wall that they'd pull down and shit. Jesus,
you went to crazy parties.
And then I'm sitting there on the couch with all the stoners, and we're just watching that 70s show.
Dude.
It's all calm in the living room, and then when someone gets too drunk or something, they come in the living room with all the stoners to try hang out
for a minute. I remember like every other party, I'd hang out with the stoners, and then every other party, I'd be like drinking, doing magic. And so a couple of times, I'd be like, all right. Smoke. And then, oh, I didn't mean to get this loaded. All right, we're all going to hang out right here and watch this movie.
See, that's the cool thing. You never mean to get that loaded. It just kind of happens.
It just kind of happens because, you know, they pass you a bong and you don't realize how strong the herb in it is.
And you want to be Mr. Cool. And
take a big old rip at the party and then you're like, that was dumb.
You're like, peer pressure. Well, I shouldn't have done that.
That's how I got iron lungs was like, I didn't want to be the bitch that would sit there and cough or anything. So I'd be dying inside just holding it in and I'd want to take the biggest rip.
Yeah.
And I just got so used to doing that it just kind of...
Yeah. At a
became normal for me and I could just handle it. I don't know.
To kind of tie it into the beginning of this, when we're talking about stoner movies, is there a thing that you used to watch all the time when you were stoned? back in the day, because I have a show that it's a weird show that we used to watch, but I have vivid memories of every day after school. I'd go to the homies pad and we'd watch the show. And it's not what you'd expect a stoner show to be.
I'd watch all kinds of things. I mean, I'd watch Lock Up, for God's sakes.
One of my favorite things to watch, Stone, and it sounds weird, but How It's Made.
Okay, yeah.
We would watch that for hours. Because it was weird. The time we got off work or got off school, it'd be like on a marathon on whatever channel it was on. And we'd be passing this bong around and just watching How It's Made. Like, oh, that's how they make bike chains. Oh, that's how they make tape. Oh, that's how they make whatever. was like...
We did stupid shit, too. Like, I just think of all the times that we've, like, where we smoked and how we've tried to get away with it. And I'm like, we were bust as fuck growing up. Like, we used to just pull over in the neighborhood randomly and just park somewhere and just smoke. And it's like, it's kind of obvious.
Oh, yeah. Everyone knows what you're doing.
I remember pulling into a 7-Eleven parking lot, you know, when I was in high school with my buddy. You'll know the 7-Eleven.
I'm sure I do.
It's off Warner and Newland. You've got the right on the corner there, that last spot by the brick wall.
Oh, I know.
Furthest away. And we'd always park in that spot.
And
a cop pulled in while I'm in the middle of taking a hit. Pulled in right next to us and parked right next to us. I don't know. He's like typing on his computer and doing stuff. I look over while I'm taking the hit with the little nose burner pipe. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I kind of lean down to cover it. And I melt my eyelashes together with the lighter. And I can't open my eye because the eyelashes are melted together. And they have those little balls where it melts and turns into a ball, like when you melt a string. And I'm like sitting there with my fingernails trying to... The cop didn't even notice. He was so oblivious. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like...
That's hilarious. There used to be a spot we'd go that was by like a random apartment. None of us lived there. It was just like a chill little hill. And everyone knew that's where we went. And no one gave a shit.
Well, that's how freaking Sea Point was in Huntington before they shut it down. Everybody would park up there and smoke. And then the residents started getting pissed. And they closed it down years later. And then Spinney Park was another one in Huntington. There's all these places that people would go to. I just remember in high school, my friend and I would smoke a small pinner before class every day because he went to Huntington, and sometimes he'd pick me up and just take me to my house. I could walk to school, but we'd want to smoke, so he would stop on his way to Huntington and take me to school, and we would go get donuts and burgers, and I'd get my Monster Energy drink with my burger or my burrito cut in half, my breakfast burrito, and we'd smoke that pinner, and then I'd roll into class. Because certain teachers allowed us to
show up a little late
in class with food, and I'd be high off my ass. And I'm not going to name drop, but I'll tell you, it was a class that used machinery and whatnot.
Right. Now, I remember I remember going into one of my favorite classes was the first one I went to, and we would design websites. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a little faded while I'm learning HTML, because it is a very... like tedious thing, and that really, really, really helps.
As long as you stay focused on it, because I would sit there and I would code like my game servers high years ago.
And it's funny that you mentioned that, because one of the things that I keep hearing about marijuana usage is that it affects your memory or your cognitive functions. Is this true, or is there any sort of validity to this? Oh boy. Oh jeez. What?
What were we talking about?
Well, I guess that answers that question.
Does it affect my what? No, they've actually done studies on
it. Oh, shit, we're recording still?
And, they've actually done studies on it, and it's shown that it doesn't affect it as much as people thought it did.
Well, especially when it comes to like driving, for instance. I've watched studies done on people that were high driving and sober driving. And it doesn't inherently, if you're able to handle it, it doesn't necessarily affect your driving in a way to where it makes it dangerous. You're just waiting for a stop sign to turn green.
Yeah, because one of the studies that
it actually makes you more aware and more careful, but it slows things down. So yeah, your reaction time's not as quick and stuff, but you're more kind of worried about things and kind of, I want to say aware in a way, but not. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
So one of the studies that I read does state that it does affect the developing brain.
Yes.
Yes. So definitely, like, I wouldn't, and even though we're guilty of this, I wouldn't suggest that you smoke if you're under the age of at least 20 when you're, because your brain doesn't stop developing until you're 20, I want to say.
I've heard like mid-20s.
Yeah, I heard like 25.
25, yeah. But, you know, once you're 18, you can do whatever the fuck you want in our country. So,
no, almost, not anymore.
Almost whatever you want.
Can't buy guns, can't buy alcohol, 21. Can't buy cigarettes.
Well, you couldn't buy alcohol at 18 anyway. No. But
it's all 21 now, I think.
Yep. I think everything's 21. But yeah, so once you're 25, you can do whatever the hell you want. But it does affect your brain in a way that, you know, it is going to mess it up. Not wants to mess it up, but it is going to affect the way it grows and the way it
develops.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
So there is a bit of a downside to it.
There is.
But it's mostly a lot of medicinal uses, yeah, too, right?
Well, and the thing is, too, is there's so many medicinal uses with different things. So, like, now that they've legalized CBD use and stuff like that.
I've used CBD.
Which is amazing, yeah. And I'm super...
I'm pro-CBD.
But half the stuff CBD works for only works when THC is present and both compounds are together.
They need to work together to do what it does.
So, certain aspects will only work if you have both, and then there are some things that just the CBD provides, and then there are some things that just the THC provides. Mm. And then there's also CBN, which is also another chemical compound in marijuana.
See, I've used it for muscle pain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it works for that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, pain, anxiety, freaking anything with the nervous system, epilepsy. Yeah. There's so
One of the most amazing things I've seen is a little girl who was an epileptic. Like, she would just randomly start having seizures. Mm-hmm. Her parents had basically concentrates in a syringe that they would... when they would see her having one, stick this, not, there was no needle on the syringe, it was just a blunt end, like the end that you would stick the needle on. They would stick this in her nose and inject her with a small amount of oil, and the seizures would stop within seconds.
Yeah, and it wouldn't get her high either.
And she wouldn't get high. And a lot of people were upset about this, which I found very strange, because people getting upset about somebody that doesn't involve them, wasn't their kid, and they weren't a part of it in any way.
Yeah.
And they're getting upset and trying to yell at these parents. Like, these parents are enhancing this girl's life. And they had to move the state they lived in so they could come to a legal estate and have her daughter have a better quality of life. And it's an amazing thing, because they would give her the medication that was not the cannabis, and it would take hours to kick in. And basically, they would have to take it at the beginning of the day and then throughout the day,
yep,
in hopes to stop the seizures, in hoping to stop it, as opposed to stopping it immediately.
Yeah, like, well, I have personal experience with that, because when I was a teenager, I was diagnosed with juvenile myoclonic epilepsy.
That's a long name.
They prescribed me with right? Depakote, which is terrible. Like, that stuff is bad. That's one of the reasons I do not drink anymore, because if I drank alcohol with Depakote, it could kill me.
Oh, yes.
That's something you can't mix. Like, you think that mixing, like, Xanax, for example, and alcohol is bad. This is, like, even worse. And they had me on 1,000 milligrams twice a day. So I was taking 2,000 milligrams a day, these giant horse pills. So I would take one at, like, 8 o'clock in the morning and then at 8 o'clock at night, 12 hours apart.
Horse pills.
And, yeah, so I was taking that. I actually used the marijuana to wean myself off the Depakote and whatnot. And with juvenile myoclonic epilepsy, a lot of people will outgrow that. So last seizure I had was when I was, like, 15 or 16.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's like, obviously you can't drive if you've had an epileptic episode within 6 months. You're not allowed to drive for so long. You have to have 6 months seizure free in order to even be able to legally drive. But I had an old friend who came from a really good family. Unfortunately, this friend kind of went down the bad road with drugs and got really messed up. He's just not all there anymore. But his younger brother at the time was probably in middle school. Maybe not even that old. He might have been in, like, the end of, like, grade school. But this was before it was super easy in California to get your medical recommendation or your medical marijuana card.
Right.
Literally, all it is, for those of you who don't know, is it's not this license you get to smoke weed. Everybody thinks, you know, it's like this...
It's a license to get loaded.
It's literally a recommendation. So all it is a doctor signs a paper saying that he recommends that you use marijuana. That's all it is.
Okay.
And that's what allows you to get into the clinics and stuff. There is a way to go through the state to where you can get a physical state card, but that's really hard to get. And they print it out like a driver's license. And with marijuana use and federal laws, you don't really want to be in that database. But regardless, this kid had bad seizures to the point where he would have, you know, within an hour, he could have a few of them.
Damn.
Like a ton. And it was fucking his brain up. And, you know, having an epileptic episode like that could kill you. Just one seizure could kill somebody.
Yeah.
So he, you know, the medicines, everything the doctors had tried, surgery on his brain, all kinds of stuff, nothing helped. The only thing that helped was weed. That was their last ditch effort. And at the time, his parents actually had to get their medical cards in order to get marijuana for him. And they went through the state. Like, this was a serious thing. This wasn't like, I'm going to go get a recommendation from a doctor. Like, they, you know, and this kid, you know, was smoking weed and he didn't like it, but it was the only thing that helped. And he needed that instant, you know, punch in the face to kind of nerf those seizures and stuff. Because all he could do is sit there and watch TV all day.
Yeah.
That was it. He was literally a couch potato from epilepsy. Now,
I had another friend who had extreme, like, just pains. And he never knew what it was, never could, like, figure out what it was. But it was pain that crippled him, put him in the hospital. And they'd send him in, they'd check him out, like, try to diagnose him. They couldn't figure it out. They put him on these painkillers, and it would help a little bit, but not enough. And at one point, they were giving him Dilaudid. And if you know what Dilaudid is, it's basically medical-grade heroin that you can get prescribed.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And they had him on it so much that, like, I remember seeing him looking just skinny, looking like a fucking heroin addict. And I was like, fuck, dude, like, are you okay? He's like, I'm doing the best I can. But the Dilaudid kept him out of the hospital and kept him going. He used weed to wean off of the Dilaudid. Doesn't take that anymore. Still has to take some painkillers, some medication to wean off to keep the pains going off. They still haven't figured out what it was. But the cannabis keeps him from taking basically medical-grade heroin. And I have a vivid memory. Where he, pardon that car?
Motorcycle, yeah.
Motorcycle. I remember getting a phone call from him at one point, like, in pain, crying, like, dude, can you come help me? And I had to, like, mob to his house at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning and help him, like, smoke. As weird as it sounds, I had to, like, fill up the bong and take the main part out and give it to him so he could, like, clear this and kind of ease the pain and go back to having a normal day. And it was a scary moment, but watching that cannabis take away that pain was like, fuck, this thing's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't necessarily take it away. It just makes it tolerable.
Manageable, yeah. But that was like, fuck, this needs to be medically.
Because that's what I did when I had hernia surgery, is I smoked, and it was probably the dumbest thing to do. Because, you know, I had hernia surgery, so everything was stitched up, and I got high, and it masked that pain a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you forget when you're high, and I'm laying in bed and I don't want to twist, you know, and tear those stitches or anything in my stomach. So I was like super high, and I just like turned real quick, and I was like, oh shit, like I forgot I'm high, oh crap, you know. But it allowed me not to use painkillers. My uncle that passed away, he died from pancreatic cancer, and he lived with pancreatic cancer for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And marijuana was one of the things that really helped. All the painkillers and everything. He was on the craziest stuff you can get. And yeah, some of it worked and took the pain away, but he literally could not function, couldn't do anything. So weed was the only thing that helped. Well, he was ex-airborne in the military, in the Army, so he was going through the VA. Mm-hmm. And they basically gave him an ultimatum, like, look, if you still want our care, you either take our prescription drugs or you go the marijuana route and we can't help you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So and it was like the only thing that helped him. And he had his rec and everything, had it legally, and they were still like, nope, it's illegal federally, you can't.
And that's a whole nother episode that maybe we can do later, and I hate to sound, you know, conspiracyist, but Big Pharma,
that's not a conspiracy,
has their hands in almost everything.
Yeah, I mean,
well, I feel like this episode could go on much longer.
Oh my god, we can go on for next 120
I think
hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot more I wanted to touch on. Right now we just kind of had fun with it because, you know, we want our listeners to have fun along with us.
Hope you guys enjoyed smoking and listening to this episode.
Also, speaking of 420,
I had one final thought.
Okay.
And I need both your opinions on this.
Okay.
How do you guys feel about that claim that states that marijuana is a gateway drug?
Oh, that's bullshit.
It depends. Honestly.
It depends where you get it. Your drug dealer can be a gateway, or, you know, marijuana is a gateway drug to the fridge.
Yeah.
So you guys don't believe that it
not at all
makes you become addicted to marijuana?
No. I mean, no, not at all.
The only way you're going to get addicted to marijuana, it's not a physical addiction. It's more of a mental addiction for the most part. But if you do enough of it, and flower is probably not going to do it to you, but if you're smoking concentrates all day, every day for years on end, and you try to quit, you're mentally going to be able to quit.
See, because
then you have physical withdrawals that are similar to a mild like heroin withdrawal.
Very mild.
Because I know this is bullshit. Nauseous, and I can all that. And I can testify upon this. Right. It's total bullshit because I know people who have smoked pot and that's all they will do. They won't touch anything else. They don't feel like they need to touch anything else. So to be as bold as to call it a gateway drug, no, it's not.
No, the
they just smoke pot and that's it. Me, personally, I've smoked pot, haven't touched it since because I don't really care for it.
It's more of a younger ego thing where it's like, oh, I'm getting high and now I want to try it. I want to do that. Like, right. It's just.
And I think that came from a lot of people. Almost making it saying, oh, marijuana is as bad as heroin. Marijuana is as bad as this. Marijuana is as bad as that. And then they smoke it and they're like, oh, that's not that bad. And at the time, when the gateway drug theory was starting, you'd have to go to a dealer to get it. And dealers don't give a fuck who you are. If you got cash and they got drugs, they'll sell it to you.
Right.
And a lot of dealers have more than just weed. So, you know, you got all these people telling you weed's as bad as all of these other drugs. And then you go to the dealer and say, well, I don't want to try weed this time. I want to try this. And they're going to be like, all right, cool. Here's this. And then that's when people get hooked, and that's where the gateway is. I think the gateway is the dealer, not the drug itself.
And then you also have like the bad media and stuff like that portraying things. So like
media will demonize.
Well, what President Nixon did when he was president is he actually classified marijuana as what, like a Schedule One or whatever.
Schedule One.
Same as cocaine.
Yep.
And heroin.
And heroin.
Yeah, no, and I would not put that in the same category.
Not even close. No. So, I mean, the gateway, you know, I can tell you so many friends that I know that have done other things before weed. Like, oh, I've taken ecstasy. Then I got into marijuana later or something like that. You know, it's
not that. That was a theory. Marijuana is not a gateway drug. The gateway is at the dealer.
Mm-hmm.
End of, you know, theory, in my opinion.
And if you have addictive personality, then it's like it doesn't matter what you do.
So
I mean.
So with that, let's go ahead and call it for this episode.
Yep.
Okay. You have any special announcements?
Yes, I do. Okay, so if you guys are local to the Orange County or Southern California area and you guys don't have plans on 420, there is a 420 event going on.
Wait, you mean if they don't have plans today?
Tomorrow.
It's 419.
This just released on 419. On the 19th. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is 420.
My bad.
So it's kind of hard when you record like several days before we release the episode.
It is. I was trying to make it sound like, you know, my bad. That bong is really filling this room up. I'm sorry, guys. What were you saying, Matt? I didn't mean to interrupt you. If you don't have plans tomorrow, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so if you don't have plans, there's an event going on in Garden Grove, California. It is at Crazy Smoke. They're doing a 420 event where they're going to have a giveaway where they're going to give away a bong and some other stuff. And there's going to be a belly dancer there, and I think that they're going to have a taco vendor there again like they did for their previous event that they did earlier this year.
You had me at tacos.
But, you know, for all the juggalos, they also sell Faygo there.
Hey.
It's a smoke shop.
There you go. Smoke shop,
sell Faygos. There you go. In Southern California, all the juggalos know to go to a smoke shop.
And they've got really good prices on glass and stuff, too, so.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Mine's not an announcement, but it is a recommendation for all of you. I just started watching this show. Well, not started watching. I already fucking binge watched it. If you have Prime, go out and watch it. It's a fucking great show. It's called Wayne. You won't regret it.
Are they paying us?
No, they're not paying us. Not a sponsor.
Does Wayne have a world?
No, it has nothing to do with Wayne's world.
Okay.
Since you're not paying us, you can be.
It's just called Wayne. Check it out. You won't regret it. It's on Amazon Prime Video.
Nice.
Anything
else we're forgetting? Oh, the horror movie recommendation. We already recommended Haunted Bong. It's amazing. I hope I'm wording that right. Google Haunted Bong. You'll find the actual name of the movie if I'm getting it wrong. But I hope people watched Nosferatu.
Nosferatu.
Did you guys watch it?
I sat down to rewatch it, and it's just, it was like I couldn't at the moment.
Uh-huh.
But I've seen it in the past.
And then Matt Lewis, have you seen it?
I've seen bits and pieces.
Okay, here's the thing. I was like really stoked to see it, and I wanted to talk about it and suggest it. I got halfway through and had to go to bed.
It's kind of slow.
It's difficult to watch.
It moves a little slow.
It's a classic. It's an amazing classic.
It's definitely a classic, but it moves slow. It's black and white. You got to read.
And the parts where you have to read, those are up there for so long. And I get it. They give you the time to read it, but it took forever. So I only got halfway through, but that's my,
Yeah.
That's my talk about it for a bit.
So I can give a little brief synopsis of it.
Go for it.
Want to do it?
You guys want? So yeah, it is a silent film, meaning there is no voices in terms, like there's music and stuff, but anything that anybody says, you know, obviously this film came out in what, 1929 or something?
1922.
There's no spoken dialogue.
22. Yeah. So Prohibition era times. Yeah.
Nobody says a damn thing.
They do, but you can't hear them.
Yeah.
If you're deaf and you're good at reading lips, then you can probably.
You might, but.
Yeah. So it's a I don't choppy know. Film. But it kind of takes place after Dracula.
It's
it's a follow up on that.
Kind of. It's almost a movie adaptation of Dracula.
In a way, yeah. So I heard that it was like a follow up. That's kind of what I felt in a way. But basically, you have the mysterious Count Orlok, who summons Thomas Hutter to his remote Transylvanian castle in the mountains. You know, Dracula and whatnot.
Right.
So the eerie Orlok seeks to buy a house near Hutter and his wife, Ellen. After Orlok reveals his vampire nature, Hutler struggles to escape the castle, knowing that Ellen is in grave danger. Meanwhile, Orlok's servant, Nock, prepares for his master to arrive at his new home. And that's basically the synopsis of the movie. Yeah.
And
so you've got Dracula and his castle in Transylvania, for the most part.
Yeah, it's basically Dracula on film in 1922. It was cool. I didn't finish it, though. Hopefully I can, and then we'll talk about it a little more. But next week, I will give you guys my synopsis and recommendation, and we'll talk about The Haunted Bong, and then I'll suggest another one.
Yeah.
Ooh. Enjoy getting stoned and watching The Haunted Bong tomorrow, guys.
So we hope you enjoyed this special 420 edition of
Matt's Not Here. I'm not here.
Go ahead, get lit, get high, blaze it, do whatever it is you need to do.
420, blaze it.
And we'll see you guys next week.
We forgot something.
Shit. What the fuck did we forget?
Music's going. Fuck.
Music's over.
Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Whoa, shit.
What?
Did we all just remember that at the same time?
Yeah.
That was cool.
What did we forget?
I forgot to pick up the kids at school.
Oh, he forgot that. No, I was thinking social media. Did we plug?
Oh, shit.
No, we didn't. God damn it.
Damn it.
You can follow us on Facebook at
Matt's Not Here.
On Instagram at
Matt's Not Here Podcast.
And make sure you join the Facebook group, Cult of MNH.
That's MNH.
One or two questions now.
There's two questions.
There's two questions. One, if you heard us and you know what podcast you're listening to, you know the answer.
Second one, no right or wrong answer. But we will be judging.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, cool. Hey, so you want to try out that one thing you were talking about before we started recording? You know, we're going to blow it up your ass.
Oh, we wanted to see.
You can do a butt smoke. Matt, you ready to do a butt smoke?
I thought Brett was going to take some of the.
Yeah. No, no.
Oh, here, that's
pull
right.
down your pants. Pull down
get,
your pants.
Get the lube in the bong.
Hold Let's
on,
do this.
Hold
Let's
on,
do this.
Hold on. Hold
Let's
on.
Let's do this. Let's do this.
We got this?
Yeah. No. Okay, cool. All right, cool. Yeah, I got the.